Hey, hey, what do you say? Wait, wait a minute.
Wait, cut
I'm
that.
I'm in the wrong building.
Cut that.
What? I signed this big lucrative contract to come over here to the Fig Cave, and Phil's not even here.
No.
What the hell?
He's not. Where is this guy?
My name's Tommy Paradise. I don't know what I'm going by on the Fig Cave. I was like, maybe I'll just go by my real name. Fuck it, we're keeping Tommy Paradise for now. My name's Tommy Paradise. I've got a co-host that is about an hour south of me, Nicholas R. Choke. What's up, man?
Yo, dude. How are you, man?
Rounds,
welcome.
Huh?
Welcome to the Fig Cave.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I'm happy to be here. The Fig Cave, like the hot tub?
Yeah, the hot tub.
The hot tub?
And just an hour south of me, dude, we got Phil's. Well, you know what? We might just get rid of him. Let's just toss him, dude. Just a whole new team here. We have the real Hulk Hogan collector. Despite what random people say, he is the Hulk Hogan of Hulk Hogan figure collecting.
Whoa,
Mike LaPuma.
Somebody questioned that?
Bro, we'll get into it.
Whoa.
What's up, Mike?
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me.
Of course, man.
I didn't really have a say yet. They just told me this.
Yeah, somebody questioned my collection once.
Wow.
Oh, dude, no, there's one guy in the major pod that was like,
I've seen the collection.
I'm not impressed. Yeah, he's like, I'm not impressed.
Dude, you have stuff I've never even seen before. I love Hogan.
He's like, there's another guy that collects more. It's like, yeah, but show me pictures. Like, it's not even like Mike versus this dude. We just want to see more Hulk Hogan shit. Come on, man.
Wow.
And he never delivered, so Mike remains the champion.
Right.
Absolutely.
No picks. No picks. Yeah. I appreciate that, Nick. Thank you.
There you got it.
The Fig Cave is brought to you by our friends over at Ringside Collectibles. Use the code Fig Cave to save 10% over at checkout. Also, you guys, I brought over a code with me for shop.figurecollections.com. You guys can use Fig Cave.
We'll get them all eventually. I'll probably do that a couple times here.
You can use the code Fig Cave over at shop.figurecollections.com and save 10% on those brand new headbangers. Those Headbanger Retros, they're right here. I got them.
Oh, nice.
Purchases. I've not opened them yet, though. I'm going to do unboxing at some point.
Oh, nice.
Sweet. But yeah, yeah. So you guys ready for Christmas or what?
Those actually look very good.
Oh, they look great from what I've seen. Like I said, I haven't opened mine yet. But
did he start getting those the Powers of Pain Demolition cellos in? Or
that's a good question.
Or Epic Trader, Toy Trader, whatever it's called. But the few pictures I've seen look amazing.
I'll shoot him a message right now and ask him.
All right.
You get
a live question. But to answer your question, I am not ready for Christmas. I think I just got to get a stack of gift cards for people, though.
It's the easiest way.
What about you,
Michael?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, when my kids were little kids, I used to do all the shopping, but now my wife does everything because they're 18 and 13 now, so they don't want no toys. So it's kind of boring for me.
Yeah. Mine's 13 too, and me and my wife went shopping today, and we were at we were at Five Below grabbing stuff for the stocking and stuff, and I'm like looking around at like all the little kid like Ninja Turtle stuff, and I'm like, man, I miss those days.
I miss buying
all the little stuff like the Play School like yellow Imaginext. He had a ton of like Imaginext Star Wars, Power Rangers,
I remember
all those things, and I'm like, man, I miss Jurassic Park. Like, man, I miss spending a shit ton of money on those.
I think they have them all in my base too, right?
Yeah. He had the Batcave. Yep. Unreal.
Is there anything remotely toy that he wants anymore, or is it all video game?
All video game stuff. Mm-hmm. We did get him a Nerf football, like a Vortex, because he at a baseball tournament in Long Island, he left it in the pool. And when we went back, it wasn't there anymore. And he was kind of bummed out about it. So that's like the closest thing, I think. Legos sometimes, but he didn't ask for any Legos this year, so it's crazy.
Marley got her first set for her birthday, it's different. Like Duplos, so yeah.
Nice. I hate it, man. I hate it. Time is a cruel thief.
Different without Toys R Us too, man. Toys R Us.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Going back to the gift card thing, I think I'm gonna just grab him like 5 gift cards for like $10 each to different spots. There's a card shop here that he likes. McDonald's, like, you know, pick 5 spots, $10 each, and just throw them in a stocking for him, because like something easy, something cool like that. I feel like he'll enjoy having his own money.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Does he collect cards or no?
He does here and there. Like when we were down for baseball, like he's done a bunch of tournaments and stuff. Him and his buddies like get together, they'll buy packs, rip packs open and stuff and trade. We went to Cooperstown. He was like in all the shops, like trying to get like, he got like a Bobichet, PSA 9 rookie card, which wasn't as much nice as I thought it was. So it's probably fake. but yeah, he's into it in spurts, like here and there he's into it. So
I gotcha. Maybe when baseball comes back, he'll be back.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Right now he's like all about the hockey cards. I'm trying to find those, but they're like everywhere sold out of everything. It's nuts. But
Even hockey,
man. Even hockey. They don't make as much. Yeah. It's not as popular. It's stupid.
They're the only, are they the ones who use the Opeachy, or is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Am I saying that wrong?
Yeah. Yep. Opeachy. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Good on you. Me and Nick are going to a hockey game next week. Your first one, right? Ever?
I went to one Bruins game once. My buddy tricked me, man. We were supposed to go to the first Sonic in New England, opened in Boston. And he was like, dude, I want to go. And I had been to it a bunch of times, like different Sonics throughout the South and everything. And on the way, he's like, actually, we're going to go to the Bruins game. He's like, I just bought tickets on Craigslist. So we got to meet this guy off the highway, and then we're going to go to Sonic and then go to the Bruins game. So
nice.
To see it in person, truly, like, I, you know, that's the way you truly understand it. Like,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, oh, this is fun as shit. And like, Chara?
Yeah.
Dude, just watching that dude in person, I was like, oh, okay, I get it now.
Yeah, it's amazing in person. It's so good. So good live. But fuck the Rangers, Mike, sorry. Or are you an Islanders guy?
I'm not a hockey fan, to be honest
with you.
Not a hockey guy. I did go once, though, to a minor league game in Vegas, and it was good live.
I can say that. Fair enough. I was just at the Bruins on Tuesday. Guy in front of me did a parlay. One of the parlays he had to hit was the Bruins scored two goals in the first period. The Bruins scored their second goal of the first period with 0.8 seconds left. The guy was freaking out.
Oh, shit.
Some news this week. You guys ready to get into some news?
Yeah.
Sure. All right. Let's do it. I'm just going to go through Fig. I think what Phil normally does is goes through Fig Heels Instagram. He usually has everything. So we'll start with the studio shots of AEW Unmatched 8 with the Chase Punk and the rare Brody King. These punks look weird to me, man. But they always do a good job with Buddy Matthews for some reason, just because he's toyetic. Malachi Black is in a suit. Meh. Brody King looks good. The rare and the regular. Penta, of course, looks good because he's always toyetic. But yeah, the punks just don't look right for some reason.
No, it doesn't look like him. It just looks like a random. It looks like Chris Hero, Ace Steel, and CM Punk all three at the same time. So you know, it's a rare and a chase. So I'm going to try to get it because I want all of them. But it's not that impressive. Like I won't buy the regular luminaries of this for sure.
Yeah, it's super, and it, like the way they're positioned on the, I don't know if it's just bad photography again by Jazzwares, but like it looks like Punk's head is like above that top black bar, like you can't see the top of his head, which is super weird in my opinion. Like
on the packaging,
you don't see enough of the face of the figure,
especially in the red trunks.
Right. That's exactly what I'm looking at. So these are all a pass for me. I do not collect AEW. Mike, you're not an AEW guy either, right?
Not at all. I am not.
Did you buy any of them over the time or no, Mike?
The like first set I bought Cody and Jericho, and I actually do have the two pack of Brody Lee and Negative One. But other than that, I sold everything that I bought because it's just, I don't know. I can't follow it. It's too many factions, too many guys that aren't on TV are on TV. I don't know. I'm not a fan. Sorry if everybody else is.
They're not offending me by any means.
I don't watch it because I don't have cable. But you know, like I said, like I always say, like I just watch the Instagram stories of the few channels, and that's it. And that's how I catch up to it. So, but I do like some of the figures.
Yeah, but even some with those, like you guys said, maybe last week or the week before that, like they come out, they don't come out. They have these lists of people, and then they change it all the time. I don't know. It's just too inconsistent.
Super inconsistent.
And I still have Nyla Rose at my target. Still have a Nyla Rose.
I still have dude at my Target. Like, nobody wants him. Yesterday I went there. The toy section was like a bomb went off. No WWE figures. And there is Trent and the Target exclusive Samoa Joe just taking up space.
Yes.
And they're $10. And I think they're still not going to sell, right?
Section.
What was that, Mike?
Has Star Wars taken over your WWE section in your Target like mine?
They creep like, over on mine. They'll steal an AEW peg and it'll be like three Black Series, like, yeah, you know, just kind of moving over just temporarily to put something out there. But
three different versions of Lando.
Yeah. The distribution was just is just so bad. It's that the same things are clogging. Like, I know that there's fresh stuff in the back at my Walmart, but I'm never going to see it because 12 Jerichos, 12 Eddie Kingstons, 7 Hangmans, the mainline and the Walmart are just not going to sell.
Yeah.
And then even Sheeta is still there. So that has been out for, it's
wow,
what
set is
that?
It's
a year and a half, 2 years, right?
Mike.
So
I went to a Walmart a couple of weeks ago and I counted 25 Jerichos and 17, what's his name? You just said, I even forgot his name. The other guy.
Oh,
17 and 25 Jerichos, bro. Insane.
Jesus.
Jesus. Whew. And Thunder Rosa is up there now too with that new set.
Yeah. I don't think it's bad. I think they're just like there's nothing. She's not on TV. You know, which is probably the reason they keep, you know, I don't know. I was talking to Tom about this earlier. Like, I don't know if that's why they're the Supremes, like Punk and Thunder Rosa. They canceled it, but they're both in the new lines.
Mm.
So who knows? But the Brody King, I want, man. I love that. As I say every episode, I love that dude. So I want I need the main and the chase.
That looks like a great looking figure, to be honest with you. I bought the Brody Lee. That's the only AEW figure I've ever owned. The first Brody Lee. So it was like right after he died or soon after he died. But then I ended up getting rid of it when I went through my purge. So I got nothing. Yeah, like I've been tempted by the Owen Hart, but you guys talked me out of it last week or the week before. But yeah, there hasn't really been anything. I thought that Lionheart Jericho might like get me boned up, but then I saw it in person and I was just like, nah. I think I'm just so over Jericho at this point. Like, it's, I just can't, I don't know. Can't put any money into him. But that was it for AEW reveals, I believe. Am I missing anything, Nick?
No, they just released. I mean, they're hitting the shelves at the same time, that whole set. So
yeah,
I don't think anybody's actually found the chase of the rare, but that's it. And like I said, the Supremes, we don't know what the hell's happening with it. So I don't even, Malachi and Kenny just barely hit shelf, didn't even hit shelves. So I don't know what's going on with them. So maybe the vault is going to do something.
I think that's what they should 100%
do. Were they supposed to come out before Punk?
Yeah, I mean, they ringside sold them as series two, and they just, but they, nobody else, I think they got one back order, and they never hit anywhere at retail. Ray Phoenix and Penta never hit retail, and this Punk.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, actually, well, we'll say the Kenny Omega Walmart exclusive did, but that was about it. So it's, who knows?
The Punk, right, I'm now starting to see the Punk a lot now.
Oh yeah, 40, glad I made a few bucks while I could.
Yeah,
finding him early. So
last time I went, I think they were six or seven deep. It's crazy.
Oh really?
Yeah,
that many.
Yep. It was like they got two cases, right? There's four in a case.
Yeah,
I would think, right?
I think so.
I think they got two cases, and it was there were six or seven deep, man. Manchester Walmart. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, we did get talking almost $50, right?
Right.
As soon as you hit the tax.
Yep.
Price point's way too high. So
we saw some Mattel reveals. We got to see the Yokozuna Ultimate Edition. I'm all in on this one. I said on the run-in last night on our last episode ever that the upper body of this one looks a little weird to me. Like when they show him in the pose where he's like kind of squatting with his arms, like almost like Brock Lesnar pose where his forearms are straight out. He looked like his boobs and up look weird to me. But other than that, the figure looks awesome. I'm gonna pass on the chase and just go for the regular with the red and black straight up. Thoughts on this one, guys?
I am. I'm all in. Clearly, on both. I don't know. I got to look which one. It's, oh, so black and red is the standard.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to want both because it's me.
Right.
I need it's me and it's an ultimate. I'm going to need both. Somebody else pointed out. It is weird that they kind of use skinny arms, but I think the only arms they have are big muscular arms.
Yeah.
Which I think would look more weird if he had like jacked arms. So I kind of get how they just have skinny arms on this huge body.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to keep it with the robe on anyway, probably once I open it. So he'll look fine, I'm sure.
But it looks cool, man. I mean, there's not enough Yokozuna figures out there anyway.
Nah.
You have like the blue box, the Hall of Fame, and then you didn't get it until the Royal Rumble recently. So
when did he wear that white stash? Was that against Virgil? Was that against Virgil at Survivor Series?
Oh, that sounds right. I'm no D Freedom, so I don't know.
the white Mawashi. That's the word you're looking for. Yeah, Mawashi. Yeah.
So don't call it a diaper anymore, is what you're saying.
I wouldn't.
Is that offensive?
I want to say that was Survivor Series.
That sounds right. Now that you say that, I kind of remember it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it was an option of No Mercy. Yeah. I think the Big Show was like, it was like Mawashi outfit or something like that.
Oh,
I think that's why I know that word. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was your heritage. That's why you knew. But no, you're more,
that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Well, technically it's Samoan. I mean, it's Pacific Islands for sure. So
yeah. Yeah. I thought you were just dropping knowledge on us.
Oh.
All right. We also
I look at that figure. Sorry, I'm sorry, Tom. No, my bad. I just look at it and I think how good would a Mr. Fuji look good next to that, man? My God. Oh. They need a Mr. Fuji bad.
I was thinking that while we were looking at the pictures. I'm like, Mr. Fuji should come with this figure.
Exactly.
He's never had a Mattel, right?
Never. Never.
No. But nobody, I wonder. Oh. Somebody call Zombie. See if you can get him under a license.
Yeah.
Because he must not have any sort of contract, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
How does he not have a contract? That's weird. Yeah.
I have no idea.
Well, that's my want for 2024 now.
Fuji.
Oh, yeah, with the powers of pain with the face paint, too.
Right.
I just messaged Jack, too. I said, you should get Mr. Fuji on under contract.
There you go.
Even though he's ignoring me. It's like, yeah, it's 10:30 at night. He's probably with his girlfriend, whatever. All right, next up brings us to Legends 22. Mike, I know you're all over this one. We get Ichiban Hogan, Chase with the blue boots and the red knee pads. And then the regular is going to be the silver-ish, right? That's silver? Silver and black knee pads?
Yes.
Silver boots, black knee pads?
Correct.
You got to grab both of these, right?
Yeah, I'll probably grab two of the regular and then one of the Chase. Just to keep one mock, because I know Nick is a mock guy. I love these new Legends boxes. I don't know about you, Nick.
Yeah, I haven't obviously we haven't got to see it in person. I know they use it's a similar to the Defining Moments, but I love it. I like it a lot better than the new Elite box for sure. I like the symmetry on it. Yeah.
I like that it kind of looks like a Defining Moments box a little bit.
Exactly.
Small, but also like an entryway.
I can't wait for these Hogans.
So should he be tanner than that, or is that like more like the hot dog tan? Since you're the expert, is the hot dog tan more of like a Hulkamania Hogan than an Ichiban or early Hogan?
Yeah, this is like 84, 85 Hogans. He actually did bring the big green belt over to Japan. So okay. Yeah, no, this tan looks okay.
This is like just before my time, so I'm actually going to pass on this because it's just before my time. But
dude, how could you pass on any legend, dude? When these things drop to $7?
Maybe when it drops to $7, I will grab it. But right out the gate, it's a pass.
Or you buy it mint, keep it, and when they go to $7, you return the $7 one for the you get a price adjustment.
Ways to put Target out of business with your host Nicholas R. Choke.
I closed Caldors, bro. All right, I got arrested at Caldors in high school, and the guy said to me, "It's people like you are the reasons places like this close down."
Wow.
And I said, "Yeah, right, bro. Caldors has millions of dollars." I was also crying because I was very scared of my parents, but I did not agree with his statement. Well, Calder's closed a year later. So,
wow.
You're welcome, bro.
Wow. You're a little thief, huh?
Yeah. Once upon a time. Once upon a time.
Next up in the Legends 22.
All I gotta say is thank God for self checkouts.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Thank God for self checkout.
Next up is Captain Lou Albano. This is a grab for me. Put him with the head shrinkers. You could put him in the Golden Era shelf. You could really put him in a bunch of different spots. They did a great job with this, kind of making the sneakers look like Adidas, but not really. He's got his classic shirt, his little jacket thing that goes on it, over it, and of course his pierced cheek and the rubber band and the beard. The scan on this is phenomenal. And he comes with a broken record, just like the or a record you can break, just like the superstars did. You guys copping this one?
Oh yeah, and with the old WWE magazine shop T-shirt, cartoon, yeah. Albano on there, yeah,
yep.
So awesome,
you Mike. You're Mike? Only could've, doing you're only do Hogan's little, though, right?
Yeah, I know, man. But this is pretty cool. They could have made him a little chubbier though. That's my only complaint about it. He's a little too skinny for me.
He could have that. He had a big belly body
back then.
Yeah, he did.
I How many customs do you think? Though that's pretty cool.
How many think customs do you think we're gonna see of him as Super Mario with this figure?
Oh yeah, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, yeah, from the old television show. Then we get the Sultan. This I'm so torn on this figure. This it looks really good from the front, but there's one picture on here from the back, and it looks really weird. I also don't know if I'm a big enough fan of the Sultan to grab this, but at the same time, I need more figures for my new gen shelf. So this might be a wait until it's $6.59, or I see it in person and I can't resist and I grab it. For me, how about you guys?
Arms too skinny? Is that me? Is it
just
me?
The arms do look a little bit skinny. Somebody in the comments said that too.
Yeah, it looks like, why don't you just use Rikishi's body?
Right? Right?
It's, you know, it's Kish. So I'm still mad at him for how he treated Kenny at that Albany show, though. So, like, I don't know if I could buy a Rikishi figure.
Yeah. I'm so glad
see what you're talking
this
about on the backside there.
But at the same time, it doesn't look great. It does not look great. Maybe it'll look better in person. I don't know.
No, full gear with the mask and the cape over it, it looks awesome.
Yeah. It's kind of like Yokozuna. You put the robe on it and you hide those arms and it looks fine.
But stripped down, it's odd.
Yep. And then kind of a surprise. I don't know if we knew this was coming, but the Muhammad Ali, it rounds out the set. So we just paid $75 for two Muhammad Ali's when we could have just paid $6.59 for one. I get that we got all the extra boxes and stuff, but I feel like this is a wasted spot.
I think they're just trying to use the license.
I'm not sure about that. Right, but
although
if
we
Legends,
got him in the Legends, are we going to see Mr. T?
Yeah. Unless Mr. T's license is up already.
Well, they
got the two referees.
That's right. That's right.
But he never hit the Legends line either. That's weird.
Ali's a pass on me. I got the one that I need in that two pack. I just have the boxing one on display, and the ref one is still in the box.
Yeah, that's
coming out now too as a basic as well, right?
Yep. No, that got canceled.
Wait, didn't it? It got pulled back. I think they had so much blowback from people who were just pissed. Like, sell me the $70 two pack, and now I can get it for $12. Great, thanks.
Yeah. Yep.
So that's now the one that you had with the two figures, is that an elite or is that an ultimate?
Ultimate.
It's ultimate, yeah.
Okay, I was going to say, maybe they just canceled somebody and threw him in here.
Yeah, probably because you're still getting I think the face scan would be the same. The gear is probably the outfit's probably very similar, so very cheap run. Or maybe are getting ultimate. They just unboxed the shit.
Yeah,
because it's so not great. So
yeah,
and just threw him in there.
You get it, and it's an ultimate. What the fuck? $6.59. That was it for WWE reveals. Like you guys said, man, the packaging on these Legends 22 look great. Yokozuna looks great. Some other news: Power Town announced the Kerry Von Erich Diamond Collection. which is just an all white. I think this is totally a money grab. The movie coming out. All white jacket, all white tights, all white knee pads, all white boots. $55. Pre-orders go up today, actually, 9 p.m. Eastern time, so on sale now. Comes with a belt. I can't make out what the belt's from. And it's probably the same belt, right? This is probably just a repaint.
I think it's just the world-class title again. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Very tempted, but at the same time, I don't need to spend $55 on a Kerry Von Erich figure. If it was a Texas Tornado figure, then maybe we're talking, because Texas Tornado was my wheelhouse, not Kerry Von Erich. But I can't wait to see the movie. But either you guys grabbing this one. Mike, you're not a Power Town guy, right?
Nah, I'm really just a Hogan guy, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's all right.
You won't even do like the Matt and Brian two pack, the Power Town there? No,
I did not pre order it. No,
okay. I just think it'll look really cool signed.
The only other fit, right? I'll probably maybe I'll buy it, have extras, but the only figure that I did buy this year besides Hogan's was the Smoke Train.
What? No. Okay. All right.
Is that a joke?
I'm kidding. All right. It's like,
okay. Wow.
That's a good way to be in and out on Gizmos and Gadgets thing. So.
Power Town.
Worst figure of the year I voted for.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Besides, you know, as far as figures that stay together go. lost my train of thought there. Oh, Power Town. They also announced that they got the TNA deal out of it wasn't Asylum, it was Rush, right? No.
Yeah, Rush was supposed to do it.
Rush was supposed to do it, yeah. So yeah. Power Town taking over on those. I'm hoping, I mean, MLW's got that deal with I forget who's making those. Is it Boss Studios? Like, and those are like $40. I hope the TNA figures, they find a price point that's like 25 or 30. Like, I know they're not going to make as many as Mattel makes of WWE guys. Mm-hmm. So, but I don't, are people going to pay $50 for a TNA figure?
No, they got to figure out a way to do it. You know what, dude, go right with the Superstars Remco.
Yeah.
Just do that. I think people be, you know, there's so many being made by so many companies. Just go with that for the first line of TNA figures. I know they won't,
right?
But I'd be on board with that completely. It's cheaper. The mold's cheaper. You could definitely, you know, pump out some people.
Yeah. I'm wondering, I was listening to Major Pod earlier, and I was wondering, they brought up a good point, like, who do they have under a Legends deal? It'd be cool to see, like, that list and see who we'd get for some Legends. Hopefully they do it right with, like, you know, two like, main superstars. You know, you're figuring your first wave is six. Like, two of their main event guys, a woman, a legend, and then maybe two mid-card guys, right? Like, to build a, you know, or a tag team to build the first wave there. Wow. Excited to see.
I'm really pumped for Brian, though, to be able to be there. And hopefully he's like the approval guy.
Yeah.
For a lot of this, you know.
He seemed real excited on the pod this week about, you know, getting the deal, showing us, you know, the ins and outs of what's going on and how it's going and things like that. So it seems like it's going to be a great thing. Looking forward to it for sure.
Especially as we meet more of these wrestlers at the different shows or wherever, any of the signings that you meet more of the Impact guys, you're like, or TNA, and you're like, hell yeah, you're excited for them to finally get figures if they haven't already, or to get new ones, or it's, and for me, more shit to get signed. So,
yep. One last thing from the news is we got the Reach for the Sky 2-pack, which is the Briscoe Brothers, and this will be at shop.jazzwares.com/vault. It comes with two tag team titles. It comes with the dog collars. This, I think, and they kind of said this on the Major Pod as well, I feel like this is a good way to start the Jazzwares vault if you want to kind of get some buzz going around. People love these guys. And I think people, you know, want to pay tribute to, Jay. So I think people will be snagging these, right? These are a pass for me because I'm not, you know, I'm not into Ring of Honor or AEW, but they're, I think this is a great way to start that whole, Jazzwares thing.
Yeah. The vault, when it eventually opens, instead of just taking your email, I'm going to let you know, for sure. That's the way to do it. Is something that is absolutely huge, something you can't get anywhere else. not a repaint of somebody else existing, not just the ROH version of somebody else that's out there, just the first time release of, you know, two absolute true Ring of Honor legends. No offense, Danhausen, but yeah, I'm pumped for that.
It's a sweet two pack. But what's the deal with this vault? So they took you guys' emails and they just never have sold anything?
I actually have never even signed up. I'm going to do it right now. But yeah,
I think it's going to be like, you know, Creations, but I don't know if Jasper is going to sell other stuff. I don't know if they're going to do Coco Melon or the Star Wars licenses that they do have.
I'm on there right now, and Halo's on there. There's something I can't make out that's on there, and it looks like some Star Wars stuff, and then Mox is on there, so.
But just even, again, just like Mattel Creations, like, had a shit opening, you know, with that Comic-Con, like, just put something out there just to make sure the system works.
Right.
Give me a little bit of beta test on it. Because, no offense, not everything is with Jazzverse has been smooth, so.
It is kind of crazy to think that they have, like, all those other lines. Squishmallows is, like, we went to Costco today. There was literally, like, one aisle was two giant, like, half the row was two-sided thing of Squishmallows. It was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, somebody gave Marley one for her birthday this past week. And
nice.
It's her, she's kind of scared of stuff things right now, so we'll just keep her distance.
Yeah.
She didn't like balloons, and she didn't care for stuffed animals. So,
Logan's got a Baby Yoda one that he doesn't really use anymore, but we got it for him like three or four years ago before they really blew up. But
I made so much money in the pandemic flipping those Baby Yodas. $25 at Walmart. They were going for like $48 on eBay. It was doubling my money on that. Yeah.
Damn. I think that's about
100 Squishmallows in my house. My bad. I have about 100 in my house that my daughter used to collect and doesn't like anymore. So if anybody wants,
Any like super
Chad Miller? Hit up Mike. Yeah. Chad Miller.
Have you looked into the value of them? One of my buddies was telling me his daughter's like super into them, and I was like, oh, they got them at Costco or whatever. He's like, yeah, they don't have the ones my daughters want. They're like super rare, like super hard to find. Even when we were there today, somebody was like picking through all of them, like to try to find like a certain one. It's wild. I love it.
Yeah, she used to go to Five Below like on Saturdays when they had like special ones coming out, and my wife had a fight with somebody who was older because she took two. And
I remember this.
Nightmare, but
remember
that? Yeah, but a lot of them are big, so I put one on eBay. But what the hell is shipping going to be like $40 on this thing because it's huge?
You make them pay. So
they're just sitting in my
buyer pays
spare bedroom. Yeah,
buyer pays shipping.
Right. They showed off some pictures of these knuckle crunchers, which sounds like a sex move. But we don't care about those. It's Cody, Lashley, Sheamus, Austin. That was really it for news this week. So we're going to do Phil's not here. Mike's here. Nick's here. I'm here permanently now. Let's do our top five elites from 2023. I use wrestling figure database. So are we just doing mainline elites? Are we doing we could count the pay-per-view ones because those technically are mainline ones. How do you guys want to break this down? Like exclude top picks, exclude ringside exclusives? What are you thinking, Nick?
I think you put whatever you want, just not ultimates.
Okay. All right. You know. So two packs, three packs, etc.
Yeah, plus it'll open up the list a little bit more, I guess.
Yep. All right. All right.
I just found one that I want to add. So yeah, perfect.
Man, I was going through these. I was like, there's some banger figures this year. Let me just double check one thing here. I just want to double check I didn't miss any good. Oh man,
it's so hard with ringside and everything. You don't know what actually came out this year.
That's why I just like, all I've done is
had in December, so it doesn't count.
Right. I went to Wrestling Figure Database and I just put like the elites, and then I did year and 2023. So whatever's on there is what I'm going off of. But I forgot about the
same thing.
Then now forever set. That Hogan is amazing. But
Yeah.
Because
I was just on Hey Buddy with Josh Stapleton, and I did top five wrestling figures just overall, and I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I forgot about so many as I was going through my list. I was like, oh, well.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll forget something, but let's let Mike go first here. Since he's our guest, you want to do all five at once, or you want to just give your five? Your fifth one. I'll give my fifth. Nick can give his fifth.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Number five, I have the Becky Lynch from the Now and Forever four pack.
That's a great pick. That is a very good looking figure. I don't collect women figures for the most part, except for Elizabeth. If another legend came out, maybe. But that figure, you're just getting so much. That pack was $80 at, when it was first dropped. That figure, right. The amount of stuff that comes with it, the accessories and the detail they put into that was huge. It's a great pick, Mike.
Right. Yeah, I think it's a very underrated.
Mm. Who do you got for number five, Nick? Or sorry.
Oh, no, I was going to say, even I think a lot of the Beckys have been really good. Like even her last year, I picked that Survivor Series as one of my favorite ones of the year. Just her in the red outfit. I was like, they killed that. So
yeah.
Is scandalous.
Which hit my Target store about a month ago again. I don't know.
Dude, they hit ours last year, but they re-hit every store again this year. It was very odd.
I haven't seen it in Enfield. I saw it. I saw the original and grabbed it and then flipped it once they pulled them all off.
Yeah.
Where did I?
I'd like to grab another four pack. I have the canceled version.
Yeah.
But,
I ended up just getting the Hogan from that set. I love that Hogan. What do you got for your number five, Nick?
I am going to pick Dominic Mysterio.
Nice.
I think they killed it. What is it? 105, right?
Five, right?
105? Yeah. Dude, this for how high his character is right now. And yeah, I know there's going to be a more updated one coming, but I thought they did a killer job with this. So the tats, the gear, his early Judgment Day gear. So,
yeah,
there's my five.
Nice. My number five, I'm going with Andre 100. Says 2023 on Wrestling Figure Database. That is like one of my first memories of wrestling is when he pulls that chain off of Hogan.
Dude, don't bring that up. It upsets Mike. All right,
Mike. All right, Mike.
I have it set up in my WrestleMania 3 shelf over here.
Yeah. I think they did a great job with the suit. They made him like the perfect size. The fact that it comes with the chain is amazing. There's so much speculation on like what they were going to do for Elite 100. I don't think Elite 100 gets enough credit for how good that whole set is. But number four, who do you got, Mike?
Rick Steiner. From what is that? Elite 104.
Fuck yeah, buddy. Me too.
This was my four pick. I have zoomed in right now on Figure Database. Yeah.
What are the odds?
I stopped collecting elites, but I almost bought that shit because that jacket looks good.
So I can admit this now. Wrestling Collector Shop sent that as a giveaway. And when it was kind of on my radar. I was like, if I see that in the store, maybe I'll grab it. And then I saw it and I was like, well, I'm keeping this for myself. Like, it was just, it's a home run, man. All aspect of it is a home run. So
definitely good. It's got the little bulldogs on the shoulder pads of the jacket. They killed it on that one.
So damn good.
He's a fun one to go on YouTube and just pull up when he just was stiffing people in the ring. There's a great one of some 80s dude legit jump kicks Rick Steiner in the face. And so Rick pays him back with the hardest fucking Steiner line I've ever seen. Like almost breaks the dude's head clean off his shoulders.
I put him on my asshole shelf. Because of everything he said. So I have a whole shelf full of assholes. So I have not put. I refuse to put Hogan, Mike. I refuse to put Hogan on there though, because some people think he's an asshole.
Listen, in the past is the past.
Absolutely.
I love Hulk Hogan, not Terry Bollea. Let's get that.
Straight. Oh, dude, that's the exact line I would use on the run-in all the time.
That's the exact phrase I would use.
Absolutely. I love Ric Flair. I just hate old Ric Flair. Oh, and I hate Richard Fleer.
If he gets involved in Sting's last match, what are you going to do, man?
God.
I hope he doesn't.
I hope he doesn't. But knowing him, it's probably happening. Exactly. Who do you guys got for number three? Mike, you want to give your number three?
I had Andre Elite 100, okay. The regular version as well.
All right. Nick?
Ruthless Aggression, Miz.
Oh, that's a good one.
You been hanging out with John James?
Nah, dude. I actually just had to push this on Josh's pod. Hey, buddy. It's perfect cheesy shithead Miz. It's also the Miz that Lana Maurice. So it works for somebody. There's just not a what's that called? There's just not enough fedoras in the Mattel Elite line anyway. Yeah. So we need everything we can get.
How far he's come, man. How far the Miz has come. My number three, I'm going with that SummerSlam Hogan in the fatigues, the mask, white, and blue bandana. Toyetic as fuck. They nailed the hot dog tan. Even though he never actually wore that in like a televised match, right, Mike? It was like a TV taping or something. House show, right? At MSG, right? You actually saw that?
Yeah, I was there for that one. They had a couple. I think they just, they toured around the world with that.
Yeah.
The Desert Storm match with Slaughter.
Yeah. Great figure. Number two. Who you got, Mike?
I have the Greg the Hammer Valentine's Rhythm and Blues Legends Series 20.
It's a great figure. It's a figure I did. That was one of those ones where I was like, I don't need that. And then I saw it and I'm like, ooh, I need two. I need to get one signed and I need to want to display one, especially with that Honky Tonk Man getting re-released.
Right, right. So I bought a couple to hook up some people in the pod group. And when I ship stuff, I ship it loose because it's cheaper. So I had to open a couple, and the detail on that jacket and the belt buckle on the jacket and everything is pretty good, man.
Yeah.
Sunglasses. Just that damn freaking guitar that they use for everybody. I know they talk about it all the time on the Major Pod.
Yeah, with those guitars, they come with like the little plastic thing around them. I just keep that on it, and it keeps it together. You have to. Yeah, I got no reason to take that off. Like I'm not hitting somebody with it. So, but my Honky Tonk Man Superstars, the little plastic piece came off. And I'm
staring at that right now. I don't even know where the neck is of the guitar, right?
Yeah, that's never going back together. I just took all the pieces and threw it in like my little accessory tote I got down here. I'm like, I'm not fucking dealing with this. I thought about just super gluing it, but I'm like, nah, I'm good. But
I just don't know why they can't. They just can't make a guitar with just the together.
Right, right, right. Who you got for number? What are we on? Three, two.
Two.
Nick, who you got for number two?
I think I'm going to pick Johnny Knoxville.
I was just looking at that figure, dude, man.
They did it so perfectly. That's what, and the fact that he was at Mania behind me.
Yeah, that's right.
Up in his box screaming at Sami Zayn.
Hey, you were at Mania?
I was at Mania.
I was at Mania.
Wow, how'd you get those?
Yeah. Phil wasn't at Mania, was he?
I know. Thanks, Mattel. That was, my Instagram's always private, and I was like, oh, I should make it public so I could thank Mattel, like, for a day.
Yeah.
But what I didn't realize is that anybody that, like, wanted to follow you, like, automatically accepts all of them.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit.
Yep.
Yeah. I need to make a, a public toy collector version.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like all these people follow me, like, from the pod, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't post anything about figures. I need to fix that.
My number two is kind of getting in at the tail end of 2023 here. I actually don't even have this in hand yet, but from what I've heard from all the people, all the pictures I've seen, I got to go with that new Paul Bearer. Just the fact,
so much praise, yeah.
Yeah, just the fact.
Regular or the Chase?
The regular. I'm going with the regular. The Chase is Attitude Era for me, which isn't, I don't think it's the best years of Paul Bearer. For me, it's like that, the new gen era, the early taker years. But just the fact that like they again, they kind of alluded to this on the podcast that like his first figure wasn't bad. Like the first, the ones that are out there, the Then Now Forever, the Build-A-Figure, those aren't bad, but this is just such a significant upgrade. And this is one that like I pre-ordered the regular and then I went on Wrestling Collector Shop and it was, the Chase was gone. After I heard everybody talking about the Chase, it's like, I could grab that Chase too and put it just with like my Kane or my ultimate Taker from the Attitude Era. And it sold out. It sold out on ringside. It sold out everywhere. So hopefully I can find the Chase at some point. But yeah, instant regret by not getting that Chase. That's my number two. So Johnny Knoxville, by the way, Nick, was an honorable mention for me. Just didn't quite make
it. Okay.
It is a great figure. It is a great figure. We gave one away from Wrestling Collector Shop on the run-in, but great figure. Just an honorable mention. Just missed. All right. So here's the drum roll. Mike, who do you got for number one?
My number one was your number three, the Hulk Hogan SummerSlam Elite.
Love that.
I love this figure. This is one of the best Hulk Hogan figures ever. Forget about just Mattel's for 2023. And I know you guys don't have the video version yet, but I did a little something to it. I got a camo shirt and some dog tags to make it look like how he really came out to the ring at MSG. Nice. So I took a figure that was a 10 and made it a 12. And of course he has the title because these matches actually took place after WrestleMania 7. I wish they would have had it at WrestleMania 7. That would have been sick. But so yeah, that's my number one for 2023.
Nice. Nick?
No, that was a cool figure, man. It was so different that it was like it.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was cool to be on board, and that's definitely like nostalgia. Like exactly when you know you're just watching wrestling at our age. So yeah, it was, you're super into it. Hulk Hogan can do no wrong.
Did he do
Terry Bollea can, but
yeah. Did they? did he do promos in that get up like on Superstars or something? Because I do feel like I saw him in that, but I can tell you I never went to a house show where he used that. Like when they showed that that was coming out, I was like, fuck yeah, man. Like I can't wait for that figure. Like I knew the attire and stuff.
He's on the cover of that magazine.
He's on the cover of
the magazine with Ultimate Warrior, but he doesn't have the mask though.
Okay.
He has the bandana and the vest. But yeah, crazy though, because these were the part of the SummerSlam, but he did not wear this at SummerSlam.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Nick, who do you all got right for your number one?
So I could go either way on this. And it's funny because, like, you know, I clearly didn't put the other one at number two. But my honorable mention is going to be Paul Heyman.
Yeah.
The Legends. Oh, yes, I thought it was great. But I think my just cheesy number one pick, my favorite figure of the year, is Brother Love. It's so fucking ridiculous that his skin is that red. But he's just such a staple of WWE TV for us, for our age.
You could put him with The Undertaker. You could put him you can put him with Andre, right? Because that's when he pulled the chain off. You could put him with Hogan.
No, that was Piper's Pit. That was Piper's Pit. Piper's
Pit. That's right. You're right. My bad.
Yeah.
My bad.
But so many things happen on his, you know, on his segments and him bringing out Taker and everything. So yeah,
so good.
And it's so bad that it's good.
I love it. I love the hand. I love all the rings on the hand.
Yeah.
So good. And that's one of the legends that like dropped and I was like, I got to buy that right away. I can't wait. And I'm glad I did. Yeah. No regrets. My number one guy that looks very familiar to Mike LaPuma, but I don't think it's him, Mr. America. just a regular. I just love that figure, man. I just love that figure.
One of you guys had to pick it. I knew it.
I'm a Hogan mark. I'm not as big of a Hogan mark as Mike, but I am a Hogan mark, so I had to have that. Had to have it. And
my pick last year was the Hulkbuster, or is that what it was? The helmet that he wore.
Yeah.
With the most random accessories ever.
Yeah.
Like Hulk 95, yeah.
I love the regular. I didn't need the Chase. They just did a great job with it, man. It's got so much detail, especially if you take that actually like out of the package, the amount of detail that's like on his boot and his trunks, or his boots and his trunks.
The boa too, yeah.
Yeah. And just have like the mask pulled up. Like it's just, they nailed it. They knocked it out of the park. Everybody keeps complaining about all these Hogans, but I know Mike agrees with me. Give me more.
Exactly. And coming to my YouTube channel in a couple of weeks will be all of 2023 Hogans that were released.
Nice.
Stay tuned.
Nice. Okay.
I have one of my weekly purchases. So those are our top five Mattels. Maybe we can get Phil to give us his next week. Next week, I assume we're going to do top five Ultimates, but I'm not 100% sure on that.
Or just maybe fix for the year. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I'm new here. Don't quote me on anything. Yeah. So I'm just getting my toes wet here. But with that being said, I think it is time for did you want to talk about the Stacey Keebler thing or the big event thing, or you want to talk about that after weekly purchases?
We talk about after weekly purchases. Kind of a lot on that if you want. Yeah,
that's cool. All right, let's do weekly purchases.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Oh, that's the song Phil plays? No, I'm just kidding.
Weekly that's purchases, catchy. I think, is brought to you by J&J Figures or Ringside Collectibles. Use code FIGCAVE at Ringside Collectibles to save 10% if you're in the Patreon. Which, by the way, guys, now that I'm here, the Patreon, the run-in Patreon, is going to move over to the FIGCAVE Patreon. And me and Nick and Phil are going to work out all the tiers and everything at some point after the holidays. So
my cooking show, finally.
Yes. I'm going to watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Finally. So, and
Mike's going to cook up something for us. Mike's doing something.
Mike should cook. Wait, Mike LaPuma or Mike Lanham?
Mike LaPuma.
Oh, all right.
Streets, a little streets in New Jersey. Works. A little something. Yeah. A little something.
Is it called I'm Working Here?
He just he records it with just full machinery in the background.
All right, Mike, you want to start us up since you're the guest? You want to start us up? You got any weekly purchases for the week?
Sure. You want me to go through everything or just do one at a time? How you guys want to do it? Yeah,
I'm good with however you want to do it. If you want to go everything,
let's put out a couple. Let's hear two of them.
I'll do two because I have a big boy, so I'll wait for that. So Wrestling Collector Shop always does that 25, not always, but the 25% off pre-orders, which is a crazy deal. I love it.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I pre-ordered the Hogan basic workout.
What do you think?
Oh, awesome, bro. Unbelievable. Yeah. Unreal. So I got two. So here's the regular one. And then what I did is I took the weight belt from the Superstars one. And look how much better that figure looks.
This guy.
I'm going to do that.
Come on now.
Yeah.
There you go.
Beautiful.
Bro, there's the camera there. I mean, come on. That looks sick.
That looks great.
So these are actually going to be sent to my man, Jason Dunsel, my customizer. And he's got the decals, American Made. He's going to put on these shirts here for me.
Nice.
Yo, does Jay do that for everybody? Or is this like
all? I got the Demolition Big.
Sorry. Does Jay do that for everybody? Or does he just do customs for you?
No, he only works for me, brother.
Gotcha. Exclusive.
Exclusivity of La Puma Mania. Also in that box, I had the Big Rebel Guys Demolition, which are unbelievable. Unreal figures, especially since I was a LJN kid. But I have since sold them already on eBay.
Wow. The
prices were ridiculous.
Yeah.
What are they going for right now?
I sold them for $200 plus shipping.
Ooh,
that's a deal.
Yeah, you can't beat that.
God damn it! I should have bought them.
I mean, I would have kept them, but come on.
Oh yeah,
I'm pissed that I didn't buy two sets.
Dude, I found Gigi Dolan in the JC Jane or whatever it is, and I see they're going for $100 for the set. I gotta sell them.
That's gonna hurry up before that drops. Yeah.
I know. I should put them off tonight after we're done.
I'm curious.
And I have one big boy, but I'll save that.
Right. Okay.
I'm curious if that's good, like if that's because of how good Demolition looks. Like, I don't think somebody's going to pay $200 for the British Bulldogs. But I cannot wait to get my hands on that flare. That was like a day one pre-order.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, and that's one I kind of think, like, part of me kind of wishes I got two, one to open and then one to, you know, send a fitterman or whatever next time he does a signing and get that shit signed. But we'll see. Maybe I'll grab, maybe Wrestling Collector Shop will have a few and I'll grab some. But
yeah, they still have them, Wrestling Collector Shop.
The Flares?
Yeah, I think it's under pre-order, but yeah. But you can't use them.
Last time I checked, they have.
I think they finally caught on. You can't use the code on pre-order. On, that doesn't count for the pre-orders anymore. any of the major stuff. They finally caught on.
You're right.
Too bad.
I already started kind of. I got the same Hogan Basic as Mike. I got mine from Amazon, actually, though, so I didn't have to pay for shipping. And then I got from our buddy Phil Gentile, who's not here. This was a don't know what you got till it's gone under Ultimate Warrior Superstars. He saw me commenting on somebody else's post and was like, bro, I got that for $5 at my Walmart. So I regretted selling this. I'm glad to have it back in my collection. Warriors, one guy I got to have more than one figure of. And then speaking of Warrior, I don't have that much. That's why I'm still going, Nick. Okay. I made a trade for this Hall of Fame Ultimate Warrior. This was another one that I regretted selling. I had a couple figures laying around and was able to make a trade with a guy, Jarek. I don't remember what his last name is, but it was in another group anyway. He was in Dougie Nunez's group. Jarek Miller. So, yeah, pumped to have this Warrior. I said on the run-in last night, I vividly remember the 1990 SummerSlam when he fought Rick Rude in this getup in the steel cage match. Rick Rude got his pants pulled down. I remember being 8 years old thinking that was the funniest thing on earth. And I loved the Warrior when I was 8 years old. So, and last thing is not a wrestling figure, but I talked about this on the run in. It's the X-Men 97 Wolverine. But Amazon just shipped it in a fucking plastic bag. I mean, I'm going to open it anyway, but I was so excited to get this and see like the retro packaging. And then it just came beat to hell. It's ripped on the bottom here. Part of me might bitch a little bit and see if I can get some money back, but, very, very excited to have this. Chad Miller was trying to find this for me and couldn't find it anywhere. So, and it, originally when I bought it on Amazon, they were like, it'll, it was one of those, it'll ship in February things. And then it shipped way earlier than February, obviously. So, pumped to have that though. It'll go on my little Wolverine shelf, but that's it for me.
My daughter's birthday, like I was trying to explain to people how the Amazon, they got to say it's a gift. So they'll wrap it for them for free.
Mm hmm.
Because like six gifts have straight up just labels slapped on the toy, like the different boxes. Like what the fuck, man? Everybody's apologizing. I'm like, no, I know what you did. Let me show you how to fix that.
Yeah, it's free.
I did do a ringside order. I didn't know if they're gonna have another Black Friday, so I was like, oh, let me just do this last Cyber Monday sale while I still can. So I got the Rey Fénix and Penta Supremes, which I'm glad they did because Penta sold out this week.
Oh damn.
Beth Phoenix Royal Rumble.
That's a great, again, going back to the women figures, that's a great figure.
Yeah. Her hair, that like the kind of made up mohawk, faux hawk thing.
Yep.
I think adds that. The major pod, couple of two packs that I didn't have, they were, you know, $10 a piece. Couldn't really not get them. Probably crack one or two of those open.
Right. I couldn't believe they were only $10.
$45 for all three of them plus those, you know, ringside exclusive one offs. That was crazy. And
insane, bro. Insane. Yeah.
Well, especially what the people were paying for. I paid $55 for the red for the Bulls one signed for Brian on whatnot.
Yeah.
Now it's could have bought the whole set.
I thought about grabbing one of those just to, if I go to a live show again.
They look good signed.
Yeah, to get one signed. Yeah.
And I grabbed the Thunder Rosa Wheeler Yuta Blood and Guts because they were so cheap. They were $12 a piece. But my one I'm actually super proud of this week is big event. Nobody bids on their eBay page. I got a Hook signed ringside exclusive for under $40.
Wow.
He is like 70 to sign figures before, you know. So
eBay.com.
I don't sign the flap as opposed to the window, but yeah,
that's amazing. Big event
has crazy good deals on autographed stuff that they from their shows.
I haven't grabbed anything off there, but I watch them. Like they're one of my I follow them. And I'm always looking on there. There's a Michael Buffer signed boxing glove I almost just snagged just because it was so cheap on there.
I had much higher. Like I had bid way more. You know, like my max bid was much higher. I couldn't believe that nobody tried to snipe in any way besides me.
Yeah, they have signed jerseys on there. Like it's
yeah, there's some crazy. Cool shit on there.
Yeah,
but yeah, I'm always looking at whatever figures they have, and try to do my best to not buy Funko Pops.
Yeah. I keep every time I go on there, I see a Rodman jersey signed, and it's like $49 or $40, and I'm like, ooh, that's
like Fitterman. I got outbid by like $2. I think, you know, it was Rudy Rudiger, like a signed fake Notre Dame jersey, but it went for like $24. I just was like, I was like, oh no, 20 is probably enough.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, even
my mother's favorite movie, she probably loved that jersey.
There's right now 2 days to go. There's a AEW Daniel Bryan or Bryan Danielson signed 8x10 for $2 on there.
Oh yeah, that's not going to go for more than about $14, dude.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
it's crazy. If you guys aren't following, what are you doing? What are you doing? All right, so that brings us to Mike's big boy. What you got, man?
Where'd he go?
We lost him, right?
Is he doing a theme? Uh-oh. Mike's feed.
He's spinning.
I got to hardline him in, man. I got to send him a cable.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll wait for Mike to come back. I'll
do the Stacey Keebler thing while.
While we're waiting for him. So the big event, as we just talked about, their eBay store is this big autograph show that they do on Long Island. It used to be at LaGuardia. People complained to no end because they would bring in way too much talent for a small, tiny venue. So they moved to this like community college campus. A little bit, it's another 45-minute drive on top of what you're doing, but the venue was amazing. Plenty of space for everybody. Fitterman lines didn't ruin anybody's day. So the people that organize it are like, oh, if we get 400 likes, we'll announce our next headliner. So you're kind of pumped, especially. There's this theory because it's on 316 that everybody thinks that Austin's showing up, but Steve Austin ain't coming to Long Island for less than, you know, $100,000. So it's definitely not Steve Austin. These people need to get that through their heads. But I also love the people that are like, yo, you should get Rock.
Oh, yeah. They do that in the Heroes Hideout chats too.
Like, oh, when they ask Steve, like, oh,
John Cena?
Can you get Hulk Hogan in store? Like, no, I cannot. Yeah. But they announce this headliner, so you're like, all right, it's going to be somebody big. And it's Stacey Keebler, who I don't hate Stacey Keebler at all. Like, but I wouldn't call her a headliner.
Yeah,
if Tori Wilson's not a headliner, then she's not a headliner. Yeah.
I would never call her a headliner.
I guess she only wanted limited. She's going to have a limited signing window. She's not going to sign all day. She's not going to stay till everybody's done. And she wants $140 and $130 to sign. Sign or a photo. No combo price. Who do you think you are that you could charge that amount?
That's insane. Insane.
If you want a photo and auto from Stacey Keebler, it is $270. That is $30. $30 less than a premium, Mike will tell you, from Hulk Hogan. At the beach shop.
Yes. Sorry, I'm back. I lost internet. I just caught half your story. That's how much you wanted?
Dude, that's what it is at the big event this year.
What was it? The VIP is like $550, right? The VIP is $550.
So she can sign her Legends figure six times?
Yeah.
If
I'm paying $550, I better get like that thing where like I got to go up to the hotel room with Sonny. Not me, but like she was offering that, like we got to get a picture of like laying in bed with her. Like if I'm paying $550, that's what I better be getting from her. That's a lot of, I mean, even the $160, like I'm looking at my autograph site right now. I don't think I paid that for, aside from Hogan, Taker, Cena and Roman. I don't think I paid that for any of them. And Austin and Flair. That's insane.
Right, Legends right there. Like,
it's crazy. I can't. I just like to see those prices. I was like, what is going on?
So that's a price.
They announced Mickey James, Dana Brooke, Don Marie. Like, I think it's going to be a fun show, but that Ali is going to be there.
They're only having women. Oh, yeah. And Mustafa Ali.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be a cool show. They usually people have. They keep
real good guests.
Yeah, they keep saying they're going to get. It's getting rowdy, so I wonder. I hope it's Rousey. Mm. I'd like to get her ultimate signed and done with.
Yeah. That's
Mike. Let's see this big boy purchase.
Oh yeah, sorry, my bad. All right,
it's an LJN pencil.
It's the Jax 2-pack, Thunderlips, and Rocky.
Oh shit! I've never seen the 2-pack.
Yeah, man.
Oh, wow.
I had so, just the Thunderlips for a while. I never saw the 2-pack.
I have the Thunderlips signed by Hogan, and he actually inscribed the Thunderlips. This one, I don't know if you could tell on the Hogan's robe, on the Thunderlips robe, the white is actual like real balls on the robe, on the single.
Oh yeah, yep.
They're just flat. They're just flat. Wow. So this was my big boy. Pretty expensive, but I'm glad to finally get it and have it in my second best Hogan collection.
There you go. I know. Is that an item? Does that like barely come up on eBay, or is it just like Scott, like super high prices that they just kind of sit there?
You know
for
what
a
the
while?
Problem is? Yeah, people put them on eBay or Mercari for like $500. Like, yeah, it's expensive, but it's not $500. Like, come on.
Correct.
So, I mean, full disclosure, it was $180 plus shipping. So.
That's not, yeah, it's not, cheap. I mean, it's high, but it's not, yeah.
Right, not crazy, but, you know.
Yeah.
Around, oh my God, there's around one. Christmas time, that's high.
There's got one. All that holiday OT, dude. That's what you do with it, right?
There's one listed right now on eBay, listed for $1,200.
Come on, that's so stupid.
But then there's another one listed with one bid for $149.
Yeah, I'm keeping track on that one just to see how much it goes for.
Yeah, I was just curious. I'd never seen it before, so I was just looking at it.
Yeah, it's pretty sick. I would love to get this dual sign. That would be sick.
Oh, that would be amazing. Does Fitterman have Sly coming up? Where did I see he was doing a signing?
He was doing that thing in Philly.
How much is that?
I'm not sure.
But I don't know what wasn't the experience
Fitterman.
Was.
Maybe it wasn't Fitterman. Do you have this Rocky?
Does he? Does Sly charge Stacy Keebler prices?
I'm sure he charges a lot more.
He's worth it, though. He's worth it. That's the difference. Do you That's have crazy. This Thunderlips Appleworks action figure?
Yes.
Rocky, you do?
Yes, I have the Hogan. Weird I have the Thunder looking. Lips, yes. Yeah.
Like man. The little doll thing?
Yeah, if I had to go to my kitchen because my Wi-Fi sucks, otherwise I would show
no,
it
that's
to
all
you.
Right.
But yeah, I have that one. And then they have a naked one, too, where he has like skin tone tights on. I have that one as well.
Okay. All right. I've never seen any. Like I said, I had the Jax Thunderlips figure. The original, like just Thunderlips by himself, but I never seen the puppet looking thing or the 2-pack. It's pretty wild.
Yeah, the older ones they're like Remco style almost.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Cool
Mike,
stuff.
Mike, what do you think about the jump shot? Oh.
No. I was gonna say I was working at KB when all these Rocky figures came out, and they had some sick figures. The Rocky.
Did you have the meat? Just the. The package
yeah, remember
meat?
That one? Just hanging.
What was your discount there?
I think it was 10 or 20. I want to say it was 20. I can't remember now. But I'm almost positive it was 20%. Yeah, it was 20% and 10% off video games. All right. That's what it was.
I was curious what that was.
Is that one of those jobs where you wish you could go back to? Yeah. Like with the salary you make now?
Oh, yeah.
I have a couple of those.
I actually started as a stock boy and worked my way up as the store manager, so it was pretty good. Nice. I loved that place.
I worked at Toys R Us for about a month. Problem was, like in high school, like right after I graduated, I went to Toys R Us and I went to a roller skating rink, and I was trying to work both at the same time, but the hour because I was like part time, both kept trying to schedule me for weekends and like nights, and I was like, well, I gotta pick one here. And there was way hotter girls at the roller skating rink than at Toys R Us. So I went to Interskate, 91 Wilbraham, Mass. That's actually where I ended up meeting my wife. So it paid off. So
Oh, look at that.
Probably exactly where that is. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Next to Soccer City.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Spent a lot of my late teens and 20s working there. So,
Mike, what do you think of the Popeyes, the junk shop dogs?
I pre-ordered both of them. I love them.
Yeah. Did you order them through J&J or did you order directly from...
No, straight from junk shop.
Oh, okay.
I just wish the carding looked like the older ones, but I understand why it doesn't.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah. No, I was going to order them junk shop, and then I saw J&J, you know, how they're going to be the U.S. distributor, or at least get a shitload of them and sell them here.
Yep.
I'm super proud of those guys, and I'm excited that I won't pay the shipping from Australia. I can just pay those guys, so.
I'm going to jump on the dome one, not the Ichiban.
Yeah.
Eventually here, I'm going to do that. But get through these holidays. But that's I think that's all we got for you guys this week. I thought Phil might jump on. He's out with the boys drinking.
He asked for the link.
Yeah, he asked for the link. Out with the boys
drinking. Remember when he did that in one of the drafts? He showed up late, and then he was just like, you know, awkwardly laying on his belly like a second weird second grade picture. He was all flushed from drinking all night.
What's going to be interesting is if this podcast makes it to air, because what I'm going to have to do is download it and then email it to him because he never gave me the login info. So we'll see what happens. But
so we might just be chilling, talking to ourselves right now.
Absolutely.
Nah, we'll get it.
Absolutely.
But new content.
Mike, thanks for joining us, man. If you want to pimp out your YouTube channel again and where everybody can find you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. YouTube, it's La Puma Mania 1980. We just hit a little over 500 subscribers, so I'm a little proud of that.
Congrats.
And I got a room tour coming. I appreciate it. Room tour is coming, and the Hulk Hogan's of 2023 will be coming soon as well. And maybe a little project with the fake cave.
Let's
talk about that.
All right.
Yeah.
Enjoy your Christmas, brother.
I appreciate you guys having me.
Absolutely. Yeah, anytime, man. Anytime. Anytime. All right, Nikki, ready to wrap this thing up? Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody. My name's...
Happy Holidays.
Happy Holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. Wash your hands. Whatever you celebrate.
Grab your fingernails.
Free Tom. Get me back in.
Yeah. All right, man. Thanks
for listening. Merry Christmas, fellas.
See you guys.
Christmas, listeners.
Later.
Later, guys.